Hello, Shana. Good novent. And don't worry, you haven't tuned into Classic FM by mistake. This is still Offbeat on Radio Ara 102.9, 105.2 and 87.8. And I'm just proving that if the track fits the theme, then I'll play pretty much anything. The intro music is Autumn, and that's part of Vivaldi's The Four Seasons. And so, no prizes for guessing where we're going with tonight's theme. It's all a bit weather-related. The seasons themselves seem to be a lot less defined than they used to be, that's for sure. I remember back in October, we left Scotland under torrential rainstorms, and when we arrived in Luxembourg, it was still like summer with temperatures above something like 20 degrees, and that's all a little bit crazy and slightly worrying as well. So to kick off tonight, we're going to New Zealand and a track from Crowded House, which nicely sums up the structure of the theme tonight and also a little bit the weather outside today because it's all pretty grim. This is Four Seasons in One Day.
Four seasons in one day, lying in the depths of your imagination, worlds above and worlds below. The sun shines on the black clouds hanging over the domain. Even when you're feeling warm, the temperature could drop away. Like four seasons in one day, smiling as the shit comes down. You can tell a man from what he has to say. Everything gets turned around, and I will risk my neck again, again. You can take me where you will, up the creek and through the mill. Like all the things you can't explain, four seasons in one day. Blood addiction, sleeping on an unmade bed, finding out wherever there is comfort, there is pain. Only one step away, like four seasons in one day. Blood dries up.
That was co-written by brothers Neil and Tim Finn, and the track comes from the great 1991 album, which was called Woodface. And looking at the playlist tonight, there's a fair smattering of lesser-known artists and tracks as well, very much in the essence of what Offbeat is all about. I do, however, close the show with an absolute classic, which I'm sure is familiar to nearly everybody who's listening. Next up, something quite sort of dreamy and down-tempo from France. The group is called simply Air, and the track is All I Need.
Sun and cast to live with you. This way, all I need is a place to find, and there I'll celebrate. All in all, there's something to give.
Dates from 1998 and comes from their debut album, which was entitled Moon Safari. And that links nicely to my next track, as the natural movement of air is also known as wind. And I've chosen something from, in my humble opinion, one of the best albums of 2023. Although I do admit, when it comes to music by Everything But The Girl, I might have a very slightly biased opinion. This is Caution to the Wind.
Thank you.
A massive 24 years after the album Temperamental, Tracy Thorn and Ben Watt, otherwise known as Everything But the Girl, released the album Fuse to widespread critical acclaim. My offbeat show from June this year was dedicated to their welcome return, and I also did a CD tip album review back in May. And just a reminder as well that all the shows and CD tips are stored in podcast format on my offbeat page on the ara.lu website. So I guess that's enough self-promotion from me. We're going to be stepping up the tempo a bit now, something a little bit more than a simple breeze. The next track is by Fontaines DC, and it's called Hurricane Laughter.
Exist. leave that mind up for these old sour periods. Hurricane laughter. Hurricane laughter. Tearing down a plaster. Hurricane laughter. Hurricane laughter. Tearing down the plaster. Hurricane laughter. Hurricane laughter. Tearing down the plaster. Hurricane laughter. Laughter. Hurricane laughter. Tearing down the plaster. And there is no connection available. 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 There is no connection available.
There you have some hard-driven post-punk from Dublin. And that track comes from their 2019 album, which was called Doggerel, and was voted Album of the Year by the presenters on BBC Radio 6 Music. Good choice, guys. Switching to something a bit more summer-like next, and I think, after all, we did have a pretty decent summer this year. This track comes from the English alternative rock band Skunk Anansie, and it's taken from their 2012 album, which was called Black Traffic, and the track is called Our Summer Kills the Sun.
Oh, the day.
Great live band there, Skunk Ananzi. And they're fronted by one of the best female vocalists of her generation, I think. Her name is Skin. As I said before, we've had a fair bit of sunshine this year, but now we seem to be firmly in the rainy season. And so, appropriately then, this next track from the fantastic Red Hot Chili Peppers. And it's entitled The Adventures of Rain Dance Maggie.
Yeah.
And that was released back in 2011. And it was the first single from their 10th studio album, which was called I'm With You. And you're listening to Offbeat on Radio Ara 102.9, 105.2 and 87.8, the radio for all voices in all winds and weathers. And now, definitely in the alternative category, is the next artist, the English singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Nick Talbot. Sadly passed away back in 2014 at only 37 years old. His musical pseudonym was Gravenhurst. And this track is quite typical of Talbot's sound. It's all quite sort of atmospheric with intricate guitar work and very fragile vocals. The song is called Fog Around the Figurehead.
One more ride before they take it down and drive to a neighboring town 16 miles away, 16 miles away. They'll turn out the lights on all the rides, sell off the parts to some nameless guy. 6 years from today, 6 years from today, and you'll find yourself painting your windows so you don't have to look at what's hammering outside your door.
And if you liked that, then maybe check out some other great tracks from Gravenhurst, such as Animals and Song Among the Pine. Now, back in September, my playlist contained predominantly bands from Scotland and most of which hailed from Glasgow. However, this next indie band comes from the capital city of Scotland, and that is, of course, Edinburgh. And they go by the great name of We Were Promised Jetpacks. And their track is called It's Thunder and It's Lightning. And then, quick as a flash, yeah, I know there's a lot of work goes on to this show, we'll go straight into another track with lightning in the title. And that song will come from Kathleen York, who has a stage name Bird York. And her track is entitled Until the Lightning Comes.
Right foot, followed by your left foot, will guide you home before your curfew, and into your bed. Standing on our tiptoes, peering through open windows, I swear I heard my name. Sitting with the lights off, waiting for my brain to storm, trying to work things out. It's thunder and it's lightning, and it's all things too frightening. I could barely see outside.
lovely track there. And that's from 2008, and it came from the American actress and singer-songwriter Kathleen York. And I still have a couple more sort of obscure tracks before we end with an out-and-out classic from 1971. So anybody got any ideas? Well, you'll find out in around sort of 6 or 7 minutes. Before that, we're going to have two songs with a link to snow. First up, from a band called Nine Horses. The track is called The Day the Earth Stole Heaven, and it comes from an album which is entitled Snowborn Sorrow.
Let me tell you about a friend. She contends she will always love me. It's this ability to lie and deceive that has lost me completely. La 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 la. La 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 la. A good reminder of the facts. Make her calm down and relax, but why bother? It's the shallowest defense. To my utter astonishment, it is over. That little girl, she wants to leave me. That little girl wants something more. I'm optimistically inclined. Given time, she'll change her mind. It's unlikely. Let me tell you about a friend. She contends she will always love me. If you look at her sideways, she will let you know. At her sideways, she will curse you out.
And that track dates from 2005, and some of you might have recognized the lead vocalist as being David Sylvian. And if you know my taste in music, then you won't be surprised that I try and slip in a track from David from time to time. In fact, Nine Horses was a band project put together by Sylvian, and it included his brother Steve Jansen, and also some guests, such as the sadly now departed Ryuki Sakamoto. Now, I don't know much about this penultimate track. I got it as part of a free CD with the music magazine Mojo. It's quite a discovery, however. Some psychedelic folk rock from way back in 1969. And it comes from Judy Henske and Jerry Yester. And yep, likewise, I have no idea who they were. But this is a good track, and it's called Snowblind.
One, two, three.
My name's Richard Edwards, and you've been listening to Offbeat on Radio Ara 102.9, 105.2, and 87.8. So, from something pretty obscure back in 1969 to something I think pretty instantly recognizable from 1971. This is actually the last song recorded by Jim Morrison before his sudden death in Paris in July 1971. And yep, if you can hear the intro in the background, it's a dead giveaway. Closing the show tonight with the classic Riders on the Storm. Thanks for listening. Eddie and Busca Schwinn. Thank you.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm.